Hello, dear listeners, and welcome to today's TSF1 Greece podcast for the week of the 6 hours of Imola. Today, I have with me Panos and Dimitris. Hello, gentlemen.
Hello.
So, did we have a nickname for Dimitris here? Like we have on Formula One?
We have McLaren, so we have Mac Dimitris again, I guess.
Mac Mitchell.
Bob.
Mac Mitchell.
Bob.
Okay.
Bob.
Okay. It's a new inside joke from the Greek one. So, today we will take a look to what happened at the 6 hours of Imola, the second race for the 2024 World Endurance Championship. I need to stop saying words with many R's. So, Panos, do you want to kick off with the hypercar category?
Of course. So, let's begin with the hypercar category. As Alex said, the Toyota Gazoo Racing Team emerged victorious with their number 7 car, manned by Mike Conway, Kamui Kobayashi and Nick DeVries, demonstrating remarkable prowess under the fluctuating weather conditions that defined this race.
Nick DeVries in particular showcased extraordinary skill, advancing from a mid-pack start to lead the field. His performance was critical in securing the Toyota triumph over the formidable number 6 Porsche 963 by Kevin Estre.
Kevin Estre.
Which remained a close contender throughout the event.
Wow. So, transitioning to the LMGT3 category and overlooking that Mac Dimitris probably doesn't know who Kevin Estre is. Anyway, the race was equally compelling, shaped by the strategic decisions and tactical pit stops that the teams made. The Ferrari team initially led with their 296 GT3s, but, and with Ferrari there's always a but, faced challenges as the weather turned, impacting their strategy significantly.
Absolutely. The decision on tire strategy was pivotal. As the track condition shifted, the teams that chose to switch to wet tires found themselves at an advantage, a testament to the importance of adaptability in endurance racing.
And speaking of adaptability, the BMW's team's performance in the LMGT3 class highlighted their progression, particularly in how they handled the wet conditions, which brought a new dimension to their race strategy.
Wow.
So
basically I had written a small summary, but I think we can move to the key points. Dimitri, do you want to introduce us to your friend Bob with the first two key points of the race?
So Toyota overcomes Bob, my friend, concerns. Despite so initial worries about the balance of performance, Toyota demonstrated competitiveness with the number 7 car, qualifying well in Qatar and eventually winning at Imola despite some fuel-saving challenges. So shifts in competitive order, adjustments in my friend Bob led to a more leveled field at Imola, with Porsche losing some of its advantage from Qatar and new adjustment causing mixed results among teams like Peugeot and Ferrari.
I think it will be interesting to see, first of all, how Porsche really progresses, because she made like an amazing start to the season in Qatar. But the whole Bob, like the friend of Dimitris, is the balance of performance. Basically, the cars try to be equalized through it, so it's a more competitive and interesting race.
Exactly.
This one was not really in the hypercar category, but anyway.
So, we had a challenging race for Alpine. Ah, that's your statement, Alex.
No, you can go on. Take
Alpine faced setbacks with one car involved in a multi-car accident and another lagging behind, highlighting their struggle to adapt to LMDH regulations. Nick DeVries made a notable comeback, driving the Toyota GR010 to the front with an impressive move post yellow flag, showcasing his strong driving capabilities.
I just had to do it. So, Ferrari had a few tactical missteps. That's new. Ferrari, despite a strong start and favorable balance of performance, failed to capitalize on their position due to poor strategic decisions with when the rain started, leading to them pitting at inopportune times. It's like watching Formula One but with different cars.
Exactly.
Like it's annoying. Like Ferrari, stop it. BMW's performance in the wet condition is the next point. So we saw the BMW team showing a spark of potential in wet conditions with noticeable improvements and a decent finish by the number 20 car, marking some progress compared to their performance back in Qatar. Now so, for the Porsche point that Dimitris was ready, set and go. So go for it.
Despite a slight disadvantage from Bob, adjustments Porsche maintained strong and consistent performance with their number 6 car, securing significant championship points.
Okay. And last but not least, I think we can we should mention that the focus was strongly on tire strategy, with the introduction of the ban on tire warmers has highlighted the challenges of managing tire temperatures, and especially in the wet and cold conditions, with teams cautiously navigating the risks associated with cold tires. So I think this is pretty much it for Imola.
Mm-hmm.
A short one, but okay. We look forward, of course, to Le Mans. Like, I think we all wait basically for Le Mans to happen. Okay, don't be so audacious. I think this is a sign that we need to wrap up. We will see you on the next one for the 24 hours of Le Mans. Have a good one and see you then. Bye.